Just a simple question this morning, maybe a pop quiz. When does our life of conversion begin? Is it that moment of retreat where we all go and we have that great moment, that conversion experience? Or is it a little bit earlier than that? Say, our baptism, maybe. That is where our conversion actually begins, in baptism. Now, if that's where it begins, where does it end? Is this microphone working? It ends at our death. And in between this life of ongoing conversion is our daily task of growing in the Lord and living the life of discipleship. And today, as we have this wonderful experience of hearing about Nicodemus, who doesn't quite make it, doesn't quite understand his calling as a follower of Christ, before we look down our nose at him and think, boy, he just didn't get it, maybe we can think of our own experience of conversion and how that conversion calls us to live a life of true discipleship. And as we celebrate this wonderful season of Easter, maybe be challenged by our own places in our life where conversion has not really fully taken root. And for those places today, as we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, maybe we can ask the Lord for that special grace to be open in this Easter season to truly set about on the life of conversion. Now, just as a reminder, what does the word conversion mean? It means to make a turn around maybe, a turn back to the Lord. So this wonderful model that we have in St. Catherine this morning, where she reminds us, even speaking up to people in authority in the church, she called them back to conversion. And that may be the hardest person to challenge as the Pope, but I think there's one person even harder to challenge for conversion. And you know who that is? Myself. So today, once again, let's not miss our opportunity during Easter. Each one of us have those places in our heart that we need a little more work. Let's ask the Lord truly today to be open to that grace.